Kitzur Mevachim, Brachas Taflamatei Amad Aleph. The Mishnah. Kitzur Mevachim on a Peiros. What bracha, how do we make a bracha on fruit? And the Mishnah carries on. Peiros Ilan, or Eimei Berit Vereit, accepting wine, make Berit Vagopen, etc., etc. The Gemara, on this, the first question of the Gemara, the question which one finds in many, immediately after many Mishnahs, is Minoha Nimini. Literally, from where do we know these words? Where do we know these words? If one looks through Shas, I didn't do it all through Shas, in general, what the Gemara is looking for is some source in Torah, a posuk, from where one knows the halacha that the Mishnah brings down. The Mishnah is Torah Shema Peh. You want to find the source for Torah Shema Peh in Torah Shema itself. So Minoha Nimini indicates that there's a posuk somewhere in Torah. In which case, the Gemara, which asked Minoha Nimini, is looking in Torah Shebichsav for a source for this din of Ketzam Avachin. So Ketzam Avachin, how do we know that you have to make a bracha over Peiros? There must be a source in the Torah. I.e., the Gemara is saying that brachas which are made over Peiros is Minat Torah. The kashim, not a minimum. Where you find it in the Torah that you make a bracha for. This poses a major problem. Because we have earlier Gemara, where the Gemara there says as follows. Valkeri, somebody who is Tomei. And Chazal, Ezra Sofer, Midthakona, that what, a person who is Tomei Valkeri is not allowed to be used Divrei Torah, not allowed to say Divrei Torah. So the Mishnah says there that Birkas Hamozoi, he can say already Birkas Hamozoi, he can say, but Brocha Lefoneho, the Brocha before food, he can't say. Why not, says the Gemara? Because the Baal Brocha afterwards, Birkas Hamozoi is a Doraisa, therefore Chazal didn't obviate him the necessity to say Birkas Hamozoi. Even though he was Tomei, he would still say it. Torah, you can't come along with a bonon and say you mustn't bench. But since brachas are beforehand, before food, are mid rabbonon only, so rabbonon who made the takana, they said, no, you don't make a bracha before food. Mashma, very simply, that the bracha before food isn't in the rabbonon. Rashi says quite clearly, and before Shah Mishnah say this quite clearly. So we've got quite clear indication that that is the rabbonon, and yet here Agmar seems to say that it is the reis. Tosfos, on the same daf, asks exactly the same question. And he says, comes to ask, I go. The Tosfos there on the Gemara, which brings down a Kal V'Chomer later on, and Tosfos says that this Kal V'Chomer which the Gemara makes, love Kal V'Chomer. It's not a proper Kal V'Chomer. It's not Kal V'Chomer mamish, you can't take it as a dimmer. Because the Kal V'Chomer is one of the 13 middle Shatei and Nidreshes Behem. Anything which is learnt out from a Kal V'Chomer is a Doraisa. All these 13 middos, Shatoyim and Yeshem, are dinim d'oraisa. Because their Shabbos is a din d'oraisa, whatever conclusions you read. So Tosfos says it's not a proper Kal V'Chomer, because if you go according to this Kal V'Chomer, therefore the bracha before you eat food will be a d'oraisa. And we've learned in Agmar beforehand, it's Mishmesu, the Mering Balkeri, as it's the Rabbonah. Therefore, Tosfos says it's not a proper Kal V'Chomer. So Tosfos seems to take on exactly the same idea, that we've got a problem from our Gemara here, to the Gemara there, to the Mishnah there. How do we deal with this? Okay, that's number one. The Gemara goes through, the whole Om of the Gemara here, which goes through various sources, psukim which are to prove this the right. It brings the posuk Koyt Shilun Hashem Vayikra, brings the posuk in Dvarim, it brings various psukim, various braises, to try and prove the makur for a bracha before eating food. That's the Gemara. And the Gemara comes to Maskona at the end of it. Every one of these is Mufruk has got a question on. You can't follow it. You can't keep it. And the Gemara comes to a final statement as follows. The Gemara ends up down the bottom. The Gemara says the Gemara six lines up from the bottom. Svaruhu. It's logical to assume you have to make a bracha. It's forbidden for a person to take any benefit from this world without saying thank you to the Ribono Shel Olam. So in other words, never mind your psukim. It's a logic. No, if it's a logic, That makes it easier. No, it doesn't. Why not? Because in various places, three places in Shas, in fact, you've got the Gemara, which brings along a pasuk to prove, it's not enough time to go into that, to prove a point in the Gemara. What goes a point in the Gemara? One in Ksubas, one in Nidra, one in Bava Kama. Three times in Shas. And the Gemara says, Loma li kara, why do I need a pasuk? Svarahi. It's a svara. I don't need a pasuk for this. Never mind the details of it. But the very fact that the Gemara can ask, I don't need a pasuk because it's a svara. Now think, if it's a svara and I haven't got a pasuk, so what? It must be that the svara is equal, on an equal level, to the pasuk. Otherwise, if it's less than that, a svara is only less than that, so of course I need the pasuk to make it a deraisa. If it's only a svara, it's not deraisa. So my svara is a din deraisa. Something which is learnt out from svara is a din deraisa. In which case, when the Gemara's conclusion after all these pasukim, it can't be worked from this pasuk, oh, I don't need the pasuk, it's a svara, means that it is deraisa. So again, we've got another pasuk, a proof from our Gemara, as making a bracha before eating is a din d'oraisa through the svara. Again, problematic with what we said up to now before. Number three. The Gemara earlier talks about what happens if somebody makes a mistake in a bracha. A sophic bracha, didn't he make a mistake? Didn't he say, the right bracha? He had a case of beer and he thought it was wine. He said the bracha over the wine, he thought it was the beer. Whatever it was, all the details there, again, not going into that there. But the Gemara comes along and says, conclusion the Gemara is there, that what? That Be'emes Taka, Sofik Brocha is, what's the din, says the Gemara? Sofik Brocha, Adina Lekula, Sveika Derabon Lekula. Mashma, it's Derabon. It's true that Rav Kiva Eger asked, quotes of Ashur, the Book of Abram also says the same question, as was, there's a nafka minna between Birkas HaMitzvahs and Birkas HaHenin. Because HaMitzvahs Taka Sofik Derabon Lekula. I'm not sure whether I made the bracha on my tefillin this morning. Then when I put them on, I was Mitzvah Shlofen. What do? I don't have to make another bracha. On the Sofik Brochas HaNehenim, before I eat food, if I'm sorry, did I eat this? Did I make a bracha on this food that I'm about to eat or not? Or break a bracha on this food which I started eating already? There's a Zerki Ve'egel Mogen Avram, exactly the same Masha and Psochim, as was. There you have to go back and say a bracha again. We don't say sofik brachas lekula. Why not? Because asur adam sheyehenu me'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. So exactly the opposite. What Masha is saying there, what the Kivayi is saying, and what the Rambam is saying, since it's asur lehenu me'olam hazeh b'lo bracha, so even in the case of sofik derabanan lekula, I've still got to make a bracha. So here you've got the boat. You've got a contradiction in itself. I'm saying even though it's a sofik derabanan, I've still got a chiyuv to make the bracha. Habos? Also the Adam. The Sfor is telling me it's the Raisa, it's the Rabbana. So what is it? Is it the Raisa, is it the Rabbana? So we've got these kashas as an opening way to look at this completely. The Gemara later on, that Ben Ches on the base, has an interesting discussion about Birkas HaMozoin. Birkas HaMozoin says, the Gemara, minayin le Birkas HaMozoin, that it is min ha-Torah. Birkas HaMozoin is the bracha after food. It's up to now we've been talking about bracha before food, but after food. Birkas HaMozoin derais. And where do I know this from? Says the Gemara, and you shall eat, you'll be satisfied, and give a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara says there. So the Gemara asks, and what about bracha lefuna? How do I know bracha beforehand? Says the Gemara, kal v'chaymer. If when I'm satisfied I've got a full boich and there's still a chiyuv to say thank you, how much more so, as Rashi explains it there, that when I haven't come into the and I'm hungry and I've empty stomach, certainly when I see the food in front of me, I've got a chiyuv to go and say thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the food that you're presenting me with. That's the case then. Again, you've got the same kal v'chaymer. You've got the same question that Tosfos asks here. Again, exactly where do we go from there? But, here we go further. That pasuk v'achalta v'savata uveirachta is part of a context in which we're talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu blessing Eretz Yisrael with what we call the Shivas Aminim. Right? I best forgive the land with Shivas Aminim. So the bracha which we're talking about there, bracha hamozon, is not dafka after bread. But emes taka, this discussion as well, where the bracha men sholosh, which we say on a mikra is also chiyav deraisa. Not much before the bracha there, that anything of the shivas haminim, the bracha afterwards would be taka a deraisa. Therefore, by the kal v'chaimah, which the Gemara wants to bring in there, the bracha beforehand would also be a chiyav deraisa. But on what? Only on those things which are shivas haminim. Our Mishnah here, what's the two examples that the Mishnah gives? On tree fruit, you say, chutz except for min ha-yayin, and chutz min ha-pas, except for bread and except for wine. You've got individual brachas. So mashma, that the Mishnah itself here is saying that these two brachas are the reis, and emes takah bleibt hazoy. Oh, but what happens with others? So where you've got a sofik, the rabbi says, so although we said that the sofik takah, sofik ben zehen, as we said, however, the mice, if one looks in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Samach Zion, somebody who's a sofik, did I make a brocha or not? No. Shulchan Aruch says quite clearly, I don't have to make a brocha again. I don't have to make a brocha. And the example in Shulchan Aruch is, Baruch al ha-pas. He had bread and he can't remember, did he make a brocha over the bread or not? He does not have to make another brocha again. Mashma again. There seems to be an inyan here in this concept of a sofik bracha, where we're treating it on the one hand as if it was darbonon, even though on the other hand it's a daraisa. These questions, some of them at least, are asked by the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua asks these questions, some of them for other sources, but these are the questions that are asked. Pnei Yeshua wants to come along as follows. And he says very simply, our main question, which we asked, was from Mishnah Balkeri, Potter. He says, you know what? I've got two Mishnahs which contradict each other. I find it very often, like Martha, Zam, and Kasha. And the Mishnah of Balkeri is awesome, the Devei Torah is not Paskin in Halacha. The Maisa, the Yehuda there, and the Gemara's discussion all through the Sugya, and comes Maskona at the end of it all, as was, that Be'emes Taka Balkeri is Motzah B'Torah. So in which case, Yena Mishnah is not Alibah De'Hilchasa, and therefore Taka Yena Mishnah could hold, as was, that the Brochas are Taka, Brochas afterwards is Brocha before food is Taka De'Rabbanon. And that's why the Mishnah there would hold Taka is Potter, because the Balkeri is Otter. No, we don't pass the Tana of our Mishnah, says no. Tana of our Mishnah will hold that Taka Brocha before food is De'Iraisa. And all these questions which we ask, that perhaps it's a Derabonon, he says, then, the Maisa, it's all the Raisa. What about Sofik Brocha? Let me go Lakula. He says a very interesting thing. He says, wherever you've got a Sofik Brocha, and you want to go and make another Brocha again, you've got something which is going to prevent you. Which is, that on the one hand, I haven't made a Brocha. Okay? I'm going to make another Brocha. I'm going to make a Brocha. But, at the same time, what happens if I did make a brocha? So the brocha which I'm now making is a brocha she'eino tzuricha, and I'm over the isur lo'isis Hashem Hashem lekech l'ashov. I don't need to make that brocha, I made it. So therefore that isur, that lav of lo'isis Hashem lekech l'ashov, which is a tremendous isur, kol ha'olim nizdazeah, says the Gemara, the whole world trembled when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said lo'isis Hashem Hashem lekech l'ashov, Hases HaDibros, therefore that prevents you from making up. So the Mishnah Brura says, you know what you should do? Try and find someone, if you can, who's also going to eat the same thing as you are, and be yotze with his brocha as well, if you can. Huh? Bet Samozon is a chiyav d'oraisa.
But this is all presuming the brocha is also chiyav d'oraisa.
If you hold the chiyav d'oraisa, yeah, but you haven't
so
got
the chiluk.
What the chiluk is going to turn into kavach chomer, and therefore it's a lower level.
So it's a lower level of the rice.
Yeah, your lower level of the rice. Yeah. Find this. Find it. So that's how the Pnei Yeshua wants to say it. Okay.
So 1 second. So in the cache of Lomuli Cross Svarahu.
Yeah.
There is a chiluk between Kron and Svarahu.
According to that answer, Pnei Yeshua, yes, there will be an afkamina. There will be an afkamina, because I was talking. Yeah, mentioned again. I'm sorry. And then the second thing, this is a bomber. He turns the whole thing round on its head. What do I mean by this? If the Torah tells us that on the Shivas Haminim, I've got to make a bracha v'achalta v'savalta afterwards. Therefore, and it doesn't say that you make a bracha beforehand, therefore any bracha which you would make before the Shivas Haminim will be the Rabbono. But the Torah I've not got any chiyuv at all. The Torah only tells us to have a chiyuv after I've eaten the Shivas Haminim, therefore beforehand, when I tell you, there can't be any chiyuv. Otherwise I'd find it there in the pasuk. Therefore he says the Shivas Haminim taka beforehand is taka only the Rabbono, the chiyuv in the Rabbono. But other things which are not mentioned at all, they are taka deraisa. Mamish vaker, immigrant directing up there. Or be a black batsochian. The Shlomo Zalman has a very clear, different dehari completely in this. It's very, very, very straightforward and very simple. He says, be emes taka avada and avada svorehi is a du for han nadin deraisa. But what is that chiyuv deraisa? Also loy le odom lehonos be'el mazeh be'loy brocha. It's their chenetz. You don't go into somebody else's house and help yourself to the food on the table without asking permission first. That hurts. It's nothing to do with a chiyuv d'oraisa. About it's a chiyuv d'oraisa to have derech eretz. So Ibazoi, the chiyuv is saying thank you to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm makir toivah to the person who's presented me with this food. Who's that? The Ribbono Shel Olam. I could do that, he says, b'svorah. I could think to myself before I go to eat anything from the Ribbono Shel Olam, that Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm coming to you. Thank you very, very much. It goes even further. He says, when a person says the bracha sha'asa li kol tzarki in the morning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for doing everything that I need for me, he can include all the food that he's going to eat for today in that bracha. And then when he gets to the actual food, the Rabban came along and said, don't just think it in your cup, but say a nusach ha-bracha. What bracha did the Rabbanon say that you have to make on peiros, which the Rabbanon instituted to buy the priagofen on bernam wine and bernamet and bernamets and all these brachas? So he's saying that there are two elements. There's an element of deraisa, which is the svara of the heads, and the other side is the actual nusach habracha. The nusach habracha is the Rabbanon, and that way you've answered all areas completely. Because by the Valkeri says the Gemara there, Mahara, Hitaka should think on those things which you can't say deraisa. He can tell Mahara Liboy. It's Dayo, that's enough. So he says the paper. But the Gemara finishes off over the daf. Somebody taka who eats without making a bracha first is kila goyzer la kodesh baruch hu kala knesses Yisrael. He's a gazlan. He's a gazlan. So if I say, Reb Shlomo Zalman, I've got a tremendous question. We say that matzah gezula, somebody who eats matzah which is stolen, he's not yotze the mitzvah of achilas matzah on Seder night. Shem Shomer's first mitzvah of achilas matzah. You've gone and stole this matzah. You can't make the bracha. You can't eat the bracha. It's making a mockery of the whole thing. So come to chayis lemais hazoy frek tashayla. Somebody sits down to eat to say the night, and he's all busy with all these brachas, and he says, Hashem Kishom Mitzvah Yisrael Allah Chilas Matzah. He doesn't say Hamotzi Lechem in Oretz. He forgets the second bracha. So according to what we've said here, this fellow is a gazlan. He's very bazoy ken gazan. He's not even yotzer the mitzvah Chilas Matzah. No, okay. Time is then. Listen, this is the gavna of Shlomo Zalman. He says no. He says according to what we have said, the Issa of Gezeila is not because I have taken that without permission. The Issa of Gezeila, I've been gozel the brocha. I had an opportunity here to make a brocha, an opportunity to make something to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Please, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, thank you for the food that you're going to give me. And I haven't, is I've stolen something from the Baruch Hu. Not that it becomes an Issa Chayfet Shel Issa. It's not an item which is actually also to eat. It's not the same as going to somebody else's house and taking it and making possession of it. The gezele here, the gezele is here, is in a theoretical gezele from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the sense of, I've taken it without his permission. But not chas v'shalom that the food that we have in front of him is not as if it's Kodesh Hashem completely, in the sense, and you see, we do the Gemara, you see in more detail, talks about Me'ila there as well. But that's the essence of Islam. Of Rabbi Yashar has a completely different mahalach. Absolutely beautiful. Goes back to where we started from. That which we say is lomali kura, it's a svara, he says, only applies by Dine Mominus. He says, if I've got somebody, as the Gemara talks in Baba Kama there, about and the Svara tells us that this item, that this fellow is a liar when it comes to making a Shvur, and my Svara tells me this, that he's taka wrong and it's incorrect, and therefore I will be able to apply the din of it belongs to this other person. She says, that is a Svara. So what's the Svara telling me? That the item belongs to this individual. So once I've got this Svara, I pass the notice in a court of law that the item belongs. So therefore, min ha-din, now this item has already been given over to this individual. So I don't need a posik for this. In the case in Ksubis as well, I don't get into the details of the time, but also exactly the same thing. But when it comes to the din of making a Svara, to make a new mitzvah, there's no mitzvah of brocha. I can eat without making any brochas. Loman likra svarahi, that it should be now an equivalent to a deraisa dekadim. What do you mean deraisa? That this brocha which Chazal tell us to make is which misvara, that it becomes now a din deraisa. He says, how are we, unsure, human beings, able to suddenly come along and make a mitzvah, like the Moshe says, 613 mitzvahs, that we've got a 614th mitzvah, and that is making a bracha. So therefore he says, this whole idea of glomeli kros varihi, to make it into the raisa, is dafka by momenus, but by mitzvahs, we say tak, it's blight to the rabbonon, and therefore all our kashas are completely answered from that point of view. Atka. To be continued, Rabbi Sass. Yes. Was it Wednesday night? Tuesday night. You're Tuesday night. We're on Wednesday.
I'll catch you up. Is he on there? You're going to put on the thing? Oh, do you know? Can you just WhatsApp it to me?